Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to focus on the topic of are the Central European countries climate leaders or laggards? To answer this question, we welcome our guest Grigor to give his opinion on this topic. Hello Grigor. In your opinion, are we four countries lagging on their climate obligations?
Hello, thank you for having me. To answer, the Visegrad Group countries are fundamentally distinct from one another. There is less public backing for green initiatives like climate protections and renewable energy. Since the change began, the region has made substantial progress, as can be seen from its yearly carbon dioxide emissions. Suppose we take Germany as an example of how the V4 countries should tackle climate change. In that case, its carbon emissions have dropped from 854 million metric tons to 634. Which is a 25% decrease in carbon emissions over 22 years. When we look at data on the V4, Czechia went from 124 tons into 95, which is a 33.44% drop in emissions. Slovakia went from 36.3 to 30, which is a 16.53% drop. Hungary went from 55 to 42, which is also a 22.7% drop. And lastly, there is Poland, which did not undergo significant change as it emitted 299 tons in year 2000. And as of 2022, it still emitted 295.7 tons, which is only a 1.37% change in a span of 22 years. Judging from the data, the only country that we can confidently say is lagging on its climate obligations is Poland, while Hungary is a bit slower compared to the prime example of Germany. But at the same time, we should be praising Slovakia and Czechia as they are successfully implementing policies to keep up with Germany on their goal to reaching carbon neutrality.
Is there any way for them to decrease their emissions?
Poland's primary emissions come from the energy sector and its transport sector, with the energy sector being responsible for 160 million metric tons of greenhouse emissions, while its transport sector is responsible for another 71 million metric tons. This means that for Poland to do better on its climate obligations, its main steps must be a transition to a different energy source, such as hydro, wind, solar, or nuclear, as well as a way to increase the number of electronic vehicles in Poland from its current 61,500 to a number that can sufficiently combat the 35 million registered motor vehicles in Poland. These measures of changing the primary energy source to a more sustainable one, in combination with gradually phasing out vehicles with combustion engines for electronic cars, are in generally applicable for all of the V4 countries. And while Hungary alongside Slovakia already has transitioned mainly to a nuclear power source, as exemplified by the fact that 44.62% of Hungary's electricity generations come from its atomic power plants, 25% of Hungary's electricity still comes from gas, alongside another 8% which comes from coal.
Do you think there is enough political will in V4 countries to change?
In my opinion, no. Especially now that we have the Ukraine crisis on our hands, much of the attention has been shifted from the climate change towards Russia's existential threat. It is not just the attention that has been shifted, but also the effort. As we see funding for clean energy transition programs diverted towards various defense projects in various V4 countries to combat a potential threat in Russia.
How will the EU push for less emissions from those countries?
The EU will push, for example, the extreme case of Poland, where it has not undergone any change in its carbon emissions in the last 20 years. How? I am not really sure, as Poland is now a significant player on the field known as the European Union. Meanwhile, when it comes to the case of Czechia, Slovakia and Hungary, I think the EU will try to incentivize these three actors with various projects of funding to further transition towards the goal of a carbon neutral state, but I don't think it will employ any complex measures such as sanctions to reach that goal.
That was illuminating. Thank you for your thoughts on this topic.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to meet you again.
That's it for today. We would like to thank you on behalf of our team for listening to our podcast.